This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Entertainment and Sports Arena here in D.C., special show. We've had the coach of the Wizards on. We've had the GM of the Wizards on. Mm-hmm. Now we have the number two pick in the draft, Alex Saar, who joins us.
Yes, we do.
And we were just doing some small talk with him. He's living, I don't know if we should disclose it. We're not going to give your street out, but he's living in McLean. And he's having to deal with traffic, you would think, being in McLean, except he doesn't drive. He doesn't have a license.
That's amazing.
Not yet. It's coming.
It's amazing. Not yet. Let's be honest, because I was asking about somebody else whether they ever drive. Do you like to drive? Like, are you gonna be like a sports car guy? Or are you gonna be like big sedan? He likes big sedans.
Big SUV.
Dude, I never drove before. But
not even in your
not in
home
France?
Country?
No.
Not in Australia?
Oh, yeah.
What do you envision, though?
I think I would be like a SUV guy.
Big SUV? SUV?
Have you ever driven? Do you even know what a go-kart is? Have you been in a go-kart?
I have.
Dude, okay. That's fun, be the
right?
World's biggest fun. Go-kart case.
But I had to ask, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't do it anymore, though.
When's the last time Alex Saar rode a bike?
Probably this summer.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you good bike? Like, do you go long distances?
Not just like, you know, the
like
bikes
the beach,
in the street. But you.
Oh, like a line bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like a.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
He just grabs one, sticks his credit card in, and then he cycles a little bit, and then he's on to the next.
Now you better be careful. You could be a road pizza that way. I'd be careful.
Yeah, you know, Will Dawkins definitely doesn't want.
Yeah, yeah, I'm done doing that.
Yeah, you're done. You're retired from biking.
Yeah, get your license and get a big fat SUV. That's what you need.
But it is cool. Like he's living with his brother and his mom.
Right.
And, like he's got that family support system instead of just being here at 19 years old, trying to find his way. He's got the family support system. That must be nice.
Did your mom cook?
Yeah, my mom cooks. My dad cooks, too.
Yeah?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
With my help a little bit.
What are the specialties? Like, if the Junks came over for dinner at the Saar household, what would Mama Saar put on the table? We would help her, of course, because we're guests.
Of course.
You know, that's what we would help.
No, we wouldn't.
Probably
bring over
like
a bottle of wine.
You're probably right. You
bring
probably,
over a bottle of wine.
Probably be selfish.
Probably like a Senegalese dish.
Okay.
It's like onions, rice, and chicken with like a little sauce.
I like that.
I'm
I like
in.
The sound of that.
I'm in.
Okay, you're making a lot of money because you're in the NBA. You're living, though, with your parents. Do they still give you chores? Do you have to do anything?
I mean.
Does your dad yell at you for like having a messy room or anything like that?
No, but maybe if it gets to like a really bad point, they will. But I try to like make sure I do the things.
You should tell your dad to clean up stuff.
Right.
That ain't
exactly
as much in the house.
You're like, Mom, I don't have time to clean the room. I'm going to Brooklyn to play the Nets.
Yeah,
I'm going to play
the
Sixers tonight.
Right. Well, he also pays the mortgage.
Right.
Hey,
I'm
wondering.
I would assume.
So, Alex, this is dream come true to be in the NBA. First game is tomorrow. You're going to see all these guys that you grew up watching. Is there one particular player that you can't wait to play against?
I would honestly love to play against my brother.
Oh,
that would be really like special. That would be nice.
You know his game better than anybody, right?
I do. Yeah.
What would you do? How would you attack him?
A lot of different ways. I mean, he couldn't really, you know, like it's not really a matchup me and him.
Right.
But I'll just be happy. I'll just be happy playing against him.
So did you watch the games last night?
Yes.
Probably a cool, very cool moment to see LeBron and his son walk onto the court together.
Yes.
So that's kind of a dream to do it with your brother. But in terms of the stars of the league right now, because you're going to be going up against these guys, playing defense against these guys like LeBron James, is there anybody who stands out that you want to block now, you know, get a block shot against them, can't wait to do it?
I mean, there's a lot of players. I would say like LeBron, KD, Giannis, like guys that I grew up watching when I was younger, like watching the highlights. So, yeah, it's really like fun to get to play against them now.
Have you played against them in the summer and that kind of thing, like pickup? Like,
No.
Not yet?
No.
Yeah. You know what I hate? And you're a defensive guy, so I'm sure that you don't do this, but I hate when guys move out of the way when someone's about to dunk on them because they don't want to be posterized. You know what I mean? I hate that.
No one's dunking on Alex.
I know. But he's going to obviously, he's got to protect the rim. I get it.
Yeah.
But I hate when guys do that. Other guys can protect the rim, but they don't want anything to do with that.
I mean, it depends. I guess little guards, they have to move out of the way. I don't really.
You don't begrudge them that?
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's all right. If you can't block it, you shouldn't move out of the way if you can't.
Who would be your matchup tomorrow night for Boston and their starting five?
Would it be Horford? Our starting five, yes. Yeah. I don't know what's the matchup.
No, it's probably, I mean, a lot of times they go small and they play Tatum at the four.
Alex might have to go out and go grab Tatum.
I could tell you something. So, we had Coach on, and we were talking to Will about you and everything. Everyone's like, man, this defensive, wait till you see what this guy does defensively. And then we're talking about, man, we really think he's got offensive game, too. We see it. And it's just, maybe the numbers haven't been there, but we see the looks and everything. They don't care what you do offensively. I'm telling you right now, you have a green light. You can do whatever you want. They don't care.
Blame this dummy when the coach starts yelling at you.
Literally, they don't care. They don't care. So you could just launch it.
I mean, I don't think that's what they meant, but I think.
They don't care.
The most important is definitely our defense right now.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But, you could go 0 for 20. They don't care. So if I was you, I would be like, all right, I know my defense is straight. I'm going to work on my offense. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
Selfish basketball right there.
Well, hey,
selfish basketball 101.
We're in a rebuild. Who cares?
Alex, so your dad played professional basketball. When you have a game, does he break it down with you? What's it like? So you got coaches here. Is your dad a coach at home? Does he watch you? Do you listen to him?
Yeah, I definitely listen to him. Like, he'll give me stuff after the games he watch. He doesn't really, tell me stuff before the game. But, after the game, he will tell me what he saw, really, in the game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he hard on you?
Do you think you'll
notice?
He
was, but now it's
not anymore. Yeah.
Will you notice him during your games? Will he find a spot, post up, and no?
No, he's not that type of dad. No.
Got you.
Do you look for, your friends and family? Like, if you know they're at a game, you look out for them, see where they are?
Yeah, pregame.
Yeah, you kind of know?
Yeah. I do, yeah. Right.
So what are your goals for your rookie year?
Honestly.
Personal goals.
Yeah, my personal goals really is, to get better, game by game. Like, really see a growth from game zero to game 82. Mm-hmm. And then just, be comfortable as an NBA player, build my routines, and just be impactful on the court.
Do you have any statistical goals? I mean, do you want to average, 15 a game or more?
Scoring, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, how do you personal statistical goals, what are you looking at?
No, I don't set myself, personal, numbers. No.
Okay. All
right. Who's your boy? Who have you bonded with here? Is it Bilal? Because –
I mean, it's a lot of guys, Bilal, Key, Bub. We kind of all young
guys.
Same age.
Yeah.
But we get along with everybody on the team. I feel like I get along with JP, Valanciunas, Kuz, the vets.
All the vets.
It's a good vibe.
Yeah.
It's a good vibe.
Can you relate, though, to Valanciunas' life? I mean, we're really old compared to you, but
ancient.
In the NBA, he's old.
Yeah. I mean, he's 10 years older, but he's still.
Same lifestyle.
Pretty young.
But some of these guys have families and things
like
that.
Are you
that's
a gamer?
Different.
Yeah, I be gaming a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
What is your game?
Either Fortnite or 2K, FIFA.
Who's the best on the team at those?
2K, it might be Bilal.
Really?
FIFA, it might be me.
Really? What's your? How does it even work? Do you have a team that you always use or?
Yeah, I use Bayern a fair bit. Yeah.
How until midnight, 1 a.m? How long do you play?
Is that how you de-stress, after a game maybe?
Not after a game, but I would do it when I have my friends over. Yeah. We'll play FIFA, but I don't play alone. It's not really
Do you
fun.
Talk trash?
I do.
Yeah, good.
Are you going to bring it with you on the road?
Depends how long we're staying. If it's a day.
I think it's an NBA thing because we asked the NFL guys, and it's not really the NFL because I guess they're in and out.
Yeah.
You guys are on the road so much.
Yeah.
So you said, we're talking to Alex Saar, who's the number 2 pick in the draft. The Wizards, you can listen to him on Team 980 all season long. They open up against the Celtics. I'm curious if playing with the guys that are now on the team, because you said you don't even know who's going to be in the starting lineup, if there's anybody who surprised you, talent level, that just jumped out, and you're like, damn, that guy's really, really good.
I mean, most of the guys that I play with right now, I already knew how good they were. JP is really good, Kuz really good, Malcolm Brogdon's really good, our rookies, Key and Bub. Bilal is really good. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's like most people already knew how good they were. Really.
What was the level like in Australia?
I mean, it was a pretty good level. Like, I feel like it's a pretty good league, but it's obviously not the NBA.
Yeah.
Do you ever
a whole different world.
Do you ever goof on Kuz for his outfits? Do you ever say, like, what are you doing?
Not really. I haven't seen some wild ones yet.
So. No.
Not yet.
Are you a big fit guy? Like, are you going to plan all these out and everything? Because they put the cameras on you now. It's like a whole thing. It's like a fashion show going to game.
Yeah. I mean, I might put a few fits together. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah?
Good. Let me ask you about your – this is very important. What is your game day nap routine? Now, we may not – we're obviously not elite athletes like you, elite nappers.
We
are elite at napping. And we know NBA guys, they love to take their naps on game day. Give us your nap routine.
Like an hour 30 nap.
Nice.
I make sure it's like 4 hours before the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I got time to like wake up really.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Very good.
Are you a
mom and dad have to wake you up?
No.
Do you take any stuff like magnesium or anything supposed to help with sleep? Do you ever take that at night?
I do.
Yeah. Might help with, well, I won't say.
Yeah.
What about melatonin? Take a little melatonin?
No, I don't.
He's a youngster.
Oh, that's just for the old guys.
He's a youngin.
I am fascinated, though, by still living with the parents, and I think that's great. Do you have an exit plan? Like, how long do you think you're going to do that?
I mean, I don't know. Right now, you know, I'm just blessed that they get to be here with me and
it's
support
awesome.
Me. Yeah, that's it.
You're not in a rush to get your own place.
I think he's wearing the world's biggest pair of Crocs. People can't see it. He's got, like, what size Crocs do you wear?
16.
16?
Those are 16s? Jeez Louise.
Mega Crocs. Very good.
You don't have any 13s lying around, do you?
I don't.
God, it's been a while for him.
Sitting up everybody.
All right, Alex, we're told you got to run.
Yeah.
Really
thanks
nice
for joining
to meet you
man.
In person. It's Alex Starr, the number 2 pick.
Good luck tomorrow, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy. Very cool.
They're going to open up against the Celtics
nice
tomorrow.
Kid.
Jason was asking who he's going to match up against. It is interesting. We don't know who's going to be in the starting lineup.
Yep.
He says he doesn't know who's going to be in the starting lineup.
What a nice kid, huh?
Very nice.
But
wow.
If Bilal is on, let's say, Jason Tatum, well, then Alex is going to probably be on Jaylen Brown
because
you got Valanciunas. I don't know. The Celtics has a tough, tough ask in the first game because you're going to put Valanciunas on Horford, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would think. I mean, maybe he matches up against Derek White. Someone like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know. I mean, he's got to guard somebody.
I think it's going to be Jason Tatum. It's going to be Alex Starr and Tatum.
And then
Coulibaly on Brown or vice versa.
They might mix and match.
Yeah. So very cool. Number 2 pick in the draft, Alex Starr. Remember, we still have Mike Locksley, head football coach for the University of Maryland, coming off that huge comeback win. He'll join us at 9:45 here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.